The big winner at last night's Golden Globe Awards, the musical Dreamgirls. Three categories it won, including Best Comedy or Musical. Our resident musician, David Was, offers his personal assessment of the movie. Now, this is based on a stage musical inspired by Detroit's hit factory, Motown Records.
As a Detroit native who grew up in the halcyon years of Motown Records, it was with an abiding skepticism that I went to see Dreamgirls. Usually the praise heaped on dubious films by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, that gaggle of wall-eyed European gladhanders, is reason enough to stay home and watch a basketball game, but I was admittedly taken in by the hype. $19 later, armed with popcorn and a nice big sody pop, I dug in and hoped for the best, and was quickly let down with a thud.
You got the same wig I got?
Yeah.
You got the same dress I got?
Yeah.
Then shut up.
Even if the story of the Supremes and Berry Gordy was but a jumping-off point for the musical, the parade of razor-thin stereotypes that stood in for those iconic figures was not only inaccurate, but reductive to the point of absurdity and, dare I say it, racism.
I'm hanging, man.
You done did it again.
Man, they say something's going on. Is it Mario?
Like Brokeback Mountain before it, Dreamgirls has cowed the critics into unbridled praise for fear of offending a minority community way overdue for its moment in the sun. And while I'm glad movies like Ray and Dreamgirls offer work to black actors, I'm reminded of the first wave of blaxploitation flicks like The Mac and Shaft, which, when the credits rolled, would reveal white screenwriters and producers anxious to milk a few bucks from the black community. Dreamgirls may never have been a Broadway success had it not cleaned up the messy details of the real Supremes, one of whose singers, Florence Ballard, died drunk, broke, and forgotten at the age of 32. Jennifer Hudson's over-singing turn as Effie would have been far less enamored by the foreign press had she died in the gutter by the end of Act Two. And Jamie Foxx's Berry Gordy, with its mere hints of the sinister, would have had more snap had we seen that Gordy was a small-time pimp as well as a black Horatio Alger with an inspired business plan. But the worst affront to a native Detroiter is how the subtleties of Motown songwriting are steamrolled by the overt Broadway sensibilities of the musical's composers with their back-row belting and bombast. By contrast, Motown's Holland Dozier Holland and Smokey Robinson were the Gershwins and Cole Porters of their day, using jazz instrumentation and harmonic sophistication in the service of a more poetic R&B than its immediate forebears. I can sing 20 Motown hooks without breaking a sweat, but can't remember one song I heard in Dreamgirls 2 weeks later. I'd call it Fo-Town, not Motown.
David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.
Now I got a love so deep in the pit of my heart, and each day it grows more and more. I'm not ashamed.
Okay, David, you didn't like it, but one of last night's Golden Globe winners from Dreamgirls, Jennifer Hudson, shows off something called melisma. It's a show-stopping musical technique fully explained at our website, npr.org.